Smokers will have to spend a little more time seeking out a place to light up in Syracuse City parks and other city-owned public spaces. The Common Council approved a measure to make it a ticketable offense to smoke on playgrounds, parks, and public grounds. Violators could face a $50 fine. Councilor Khalid Bey says it should be manageable to enforce.
You know, if a police officer on their natural route rides through and see you consuming alcohol in the park, they will stop and either make you put it out or ticket you. This same thing could happen in the same way. It doesn't require, in my opinion, an increased concentration of police power or city power, but I think just in our normal course of business, if we see these things, we make the effort to stop it with hopes of eventually changing the culture.
Bay says he recognizes that smokers have rights, but argues if that infringes on another person's or child's right to breathe clean air in a park, it's worth restricting. One of those smokers is fellow councilor Helen Hudson, who voted against the measure as just too restrictive.
We actually, as the lady from the Cancer Society said, changing behaviors. Number one, if I don't want to change my behavior, you're not going to change it. Number two, you're going to just drive smokers, which there are still quite a few of us, away from the festivals where we're coming to spend our dollars also.
The measure doesn't go into effect until October 1st. Bay says that will give festival organizers and vendors a chance to consider setting up smoking areas, and this year's events wouldn't be affected. Chris Bolt, WAER News.